It's official. Brynn is back with Abby and Chloe is joining the dream team. We've got that and much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
That song just never gets old. It never does. I know. It does. It has.
You're cool in there as well.
It wants you want like it makes you want to dance like them. Oh, I love it.
Woo!
Hi guys, we're back for season 7, episode 22, Ashley's Big Decision, part 2. I'm your host Karina Vargas, and you guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS. And you guys can find my lovely co-host.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Nicola Finn, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and yep, pretty much everywhere at Nicola Finn.
So, wow, this was.
And then there was two.
Yeah, and then there was two. Becca and Tamara sadly couldn't be here, but the show has to go on.
It does.
Right?
It does.
So tonight's episode, it was emotional.
I know. Seriously, we need some tissues here. I swear.
Jeff, where's the tissue?
Jeff.
We needed it.
Sorry, y'all. Next time.
Next time. Because who knows? Maybe next week will be just as emotional.
I swear. I didn't think it could get any more emotional. This has been too much.
I know.
But I loved it at the same time, even though I was crying my eyes out. I still love it.
Exactly.
Lovey dance mums.
It's the kind of show that you want. Something that makes you want to cry.
Yeah,
right?
It's very sentimental.
So we start off with the episode. Christy arrives to the dance competition early that she doesn't run into Abby.
Right?
I mean, it was a smart decision.
How can you not run into Abby? I mean, she's been gone for a bit, but you know, you're still going to run into her.
But it was a good decision. I think it's better for...
to keep the peace, trying to
exactly.
Anyway.
And for Chloe to like come in and be able to practice without all the drama.
Well, yeah, this is a big moment.
Yeah.
This was big.
She's the lead of the dance this week.
I felt like getting a flag. I was like, go Chloe.
I know. I miss seeing her dance.
Yeah.
And especially her being the lead of it was like all of the tension.
It was amazing.
Her.
It was so good. I loved it.
We'll get to the dance of how great it was.
Mm-hmm.
But and the rest of the other girls are also in the at the dance competition, but they're not dancing. No, huh? They're setting up t-shirts to sell to
sorry to laugh, but it was like t-shirts.
They're giving away t-shirts, signed autographed t-shirts, and I was like, okay, I mean, they're not dancing, but I mean, they're at least gonna go and support the minis and Chloe, which was also dancing, so I thought it was a good thing for them.
I thought it was a good thing. I thought, you know, it's a team effort and, you know, bringing some support there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that was nice.
And then the minis were outside with their moms,
mm-hmm.
and MDP came, like, the whole group
the whole
came.
Crew.
And I was like, that seems very set up.
It was.
First of all,
yeah,
I was like, okay,
oh, they just magically showed up. Oh, let's all get there at the, you know,
Yeah, they were just, like, waiting out there for them, and I was like, oh, okay. I mean, they got there, like, right on time.
Yeah, I felt like going up there. I was just like, I wish I knew where they were and give them some support.
Yeah, but then Abby, like, walks in, too, and was like, oh, hi, you know, like, giving the leader.
The little chilled
shoulder.
Yeah,
the other coach for MDP.
Yeah.
She just, like, gave her, like, a look and was like, no.
It was
and
catty. She had a red lipstick out. She looked like she meant business.
I know. Oh. But then they go into the rehearsal room. And
that
Macy,
was an interesting rehearsal room.
I know. I felt like Abby was focused in the beginning. But then when it was like towards the end of all the rehearsal.
When it was food time?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Let's talk about when she asked Jamie to throw away all of her trash.
Oh my goodness. So, do you know what? I looked at that packaging and I thought, where was that? I missed where the food came from because Abby made it look so good. I want to buy some now. So,
I know. I was like, okay, she has her coleslaw and everything ready there. And then she's finished and is like, Jamie, come here. And then she asked her to throw it away. I was like, I mean, what can you do?
What can
I
you
mean,
do?
It's Abby,
right?
I guess.
Was it fish?
I I don't know
where it was from. It looked good though.
I just know she
we'll have to find out where yeah. it was.
But so then Macy goes on to like rehearse her stuff, but she doesn't feel good. It makes me
this
sick.
Broke my heart.
I know.
Because at first I was like, that's so horrible. I could see just within her face, even yeah. though she had all this amazing makeup, that she just wasn't herself at all. And she just knew she had to get through it. And as her mum said, look, it's just 2 minutes. Just yeah. get through it. And, you know, but it's not like, you know, it's a full-on dance. It was like 2 minutes, but a lot was going on for her to focus on. So mm-hmm.
all the tricks and everything that she had to do.
And that beat, you know?
And like, we know how it is to feel sick and not want to get out of bed or do anything, let alone dance and do all these flips. Right. Like, it must have been horrible, especially for someone her age.
Do you know what's weird? If I ever have to perform and I have like a migraine or something, for some odd reason, I have the best performance. So I almost felt like, I was like, oh, this could be like good for yeah. her. Like, I know she's obviously sick and it's the worst when you're, you know, really sick, but then at the end, we could tell that, obviously...
Yeah, because we could even talk about that. Like, after she finished her dance and everything, she started
crying. It was amazing.
Yeah. Oh,
but yeah, that was unexpected.
Yeah, she, like, broke down to tears asking for her mom.
Crying.
Because, yeah, she didn't feel good. And she felt like she didn't give it her best.
She needed her
yeah.
mom.
Oh, my God.
I nearly cried because I'm like, my mom's in England. I'm like, mom.
Oh, it was that so, so sad. And... I mean, it was also her birthday. So
her
it
birthday
was like,
as well.
Yeah, and it's like,
where was the birthday balloons? Like, I was like, it's her birthday. It's like, where's the cake?
I know.
No wonder she said it was the worst birthday ever.
No cake.
No,
she's sick. And everything. No.
No, it was amazing what she did.
Yeah, but anyway, so the dance competition. In this one, I guess the top solo trio gets like the top gets the first place,
yeah,
no matter what the age group or anything
right.
like that. And
that was a bit different,
yeah, it was compared to like all the other ones mm-hmm. that we're used to. So Macy got her dance that is called Major, and I mean,
I loved
it, yeah,
I really did.
Lily had a contemporary.
This was my favorite.
Yes,
oh,
it was my favorite.
Oh my gosh. I mean, don't get me wrong, all the dancers were amazing, but this one, she just looks stunning.
Yeah, she does.
And for her to do such a huge dance like that, I knew she could do it just because of how the minis are anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really seem that challenging, but it just felt like she really did need to pull this one out of the bag.
Yeah, she looked like a little Maddie on
she
stage.
Did. I was with you.
Yeah.
I told you, I was like, where have I seen this before?
I
it's
know.
Like, ooh, it was another Maddie.
It's a contemporary. You guys know how much I love contemporary
yes.
dances.
The
and it
music.
Was
music.
Yes, and it was titled Blue Moon, and everything, her outfit was blue. Everything
blue,
was so
glitter,
so beautiful.
Sparkles.
Yeah.
It was like, there needed to be a lake. There needed to
I
be
know.
Blue lights. She didn't need it, but,
she,
you know,
yeah.
she would just pulled out of the bag. She really
she
did.
Nailed
oh my god, nailed
dance.
It. I would watch it again and again.
I know. That's why I watched it again today, because
yeah.
I was like, I have to watch all of the dances.
Yeah.
It was so good. And
I have
then
to watch them again.
Yeah. Ellie had another dance, had a solo as well.
Yes.
And it was called TKO The Knockout.
Right.
And it was a musical theater.
I love musical theater, so I was just like so looking forward to this one, and she didn't disappoint either.
No.
Wow.
It was like her that dance shows her personality
yeah.
so much
exactly.
and you could tell how much fun she was having
yeah.
on that stage, dancing and doing all her like cute faces.
It was
and
like
everything
an Annie solo or something. It was like a musical theater, like just you
yeah.
know, number one. And she just cracked me up when she was like, yep, it's all gonna be all about me. And and was it? I mean, it
oh,
was
yeah.
just like she didn't
that,
need anyone
yeah.
else.
Now that the big girls aren't here, like, it's all about me. She's so
oh,
cute.
But
I love
she was
her.
Actually really cute. Like, someone could say that and you'd be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But because she's just so cute, she gets away with it.
Yeah, it was so,
it was good.
So cute.
Yeah. She there was no kind of recognition for it, was it, that one?
No, because it was like the top one.
Yeah.
And then they didn't say like third place, second place, there was none.
It was a shame. It was
yeah.
they were all three of them were
Amazing.
They could have all gotten an award.
And with Maisie, since we kind of like skipped over it, like right. she did all of those flips and she landed all of them, all the tricks and everything.
And she's sick.
What?
That's just like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a. It's kind of iffy about these award shows where it's just like first place because it's like you don't get recognition for all the other great dances that were there that day.
And it was her birthday. Like, come on now. Come on.
Yeah. So, I mean, if it was up to us, how would you rate the top three from them?
I think Blue Moon has to be number one. Mm-hmm. Although, Maisie was... Oh, gosh, this is really tough. I mean, if it was up to me and my heart, I'd be like, well, it's her birthday and she did an amazing job. So I would have put Maisie up there. No, I can't do that. But no, Blue Moon, I think then Maisie mm-hmm. and then the third, the musical theatre TKO, just because, but it's really hard. I seriously would have put them up at number one, but that's the kind of order I would see.
No, yeah.
How about you?
I agree too. I would probably just do Blue Moon first with Lily, and then I would do Ellie's dance.
Okay.
And then I would do Maisie.
Okay.
Not because like Maisie was like sick or anything. Like if I didn't know this or anything, it's just I don't know. I just felt a little bit more.
There was more. I liked more going on. Yeah.
With Ellie.
Yeah.
But
that was a tough call, by the way. So I would probably want to change it again. But no.
Christy, like when she walked out to say, oh, can I have like one of the t-shirts signed and everything,
have my back.
Yeah, it felt like Jill and her had no drama. It was like they were friends
and they went back. I love on this episode they went back and it was like, this is the drama, this is what went down, and then look at them now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, when Jill kind of explained it, mm-hmm. like, you know, we meshed it when she called and asked for our support. Like,
right.
we're obviously going to give it to, because dance moms stick together.
Dance moms stick together.
It's like, you can't, like,
thank
go.
Goodness.
Yeah, you can't go back and, like, be like, no, you and Abby go ahead and fight.
Yeah,
no,
they
know.
Might drift on another piece of wood, but they come back.
They always come back to each other, and that's why we love them.
Yes, we do.
But yeah, so as Christy was there and was, like, talking to them.
She's so cheeky.
Yeah, then Abby comes and has all of the girls like huddle around her.
It was like her wall. It was like Cleopatra.
Yeah, it was like, wait, you guys all come here and
bring,
like,
your palm leaves, you know, like.
I was like, oh my gosh, Abby, like, in a way it was,
she was such a scaredy cat.
Yeah, it was a little bit immature.
It was very immature, you know? I was thinking of the word there. It's true.
Yeah. And even when they were sitting down, and she, I guess, I think it was Jamie who was like, oh, Christy is, like, behind us in the corner and stuff. And then Abby goes and is like, if Christy comes near me, like, that's it. Like, I'm gonna, who knows what. And then I just love that Gianna was like, she's been sitting there the whole time. And, like, now you're realizing that she's there, you know? And she's like, no, I have to leave. I have to get up. I have to get out.
What,
and she walks
trauma.
Out.
What? And then Chris is like, oh, look, she's leaving because of me. You know?
And then all of the moms huddle around like, no, you have to come back. Which I'm glad Abby came back.
Me too. I thought she was out of there. I thought that was it. But I'm glad that they, you know, brought her in, you know.
Yeah, to watch all of the little girls. Because, I mean, she did spend a lot of time doing that.
Yeah, if they, you know, they look out and their, you know, teacher's not there, it just looks so bad.
I know. It's, and then, okay, so we're moving a little bit towards the other moms.
Right.
Who, you know, have been deciding whether or not they want to stay with Abby or, you know, whether they want to leave.
Who saw that one coming? I mean, I guess it was drifting for a bit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't actually think it would go as far as that.
What did you think? Did you think that Ashley and Bryn were gonna go back with Abby?
I think it just all changed with that, like, last week with the rehearsal. I don't think they would have done it if they would have made a team effort out of it. I think Bryn just felt uncomfortable. Or maybe it was just an excuse to, like, go back with the minis.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I I think it's sad though. Yeah.
I think if they all kept together and, you know, I feel like the fact that they're breaking away just seems like they're not that tight unit that we thought they were going to be. So,
especially with Brynn. Yeah. You know, because we thought that they were all like super close.
I thought Brynn was, you know, in there, in the team, you know, and I think the girls do like her. I think there's not anything bad between them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's, I don't know.
It's
a little bit, yeah. Something's going on there. We've got to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, because we then find out that Brynn is closer to Lily than she is to Kalani and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, and she said that.
Shocking.
But I guess I kind of did see that a little bit, like in their social media. You don't see Brynn so much hanging out with the bigger girls and
stuff like that. She probably seems a bit of an outsider and...
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming, but...
Yeah. Oh, and last week, since you weren't here, what are your opinions on what happened with Brynn and Kalani when they were kind of, like, rehearsing on their own?
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
Well, I think, you know, it was a bit of a surprise, really. It was just kind of...
Yeah. Did you feel that they were, like, pressuring her to do stuff that she didn't want to?
I think so. You know, I think that's where it happened. I think that's when it was like, oh, hang on a second, I don't feel the support. Like, you want me to fall, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, that was...
And I felt like maybe that was part of her decision also.
I really agree, yeah. Yeah, I think if that hadn't happened, I think it would be a completely different episode this week.
Yeah, because we don't really see much of what happens within the girls and how everything plays out with, you know, them working together as a team and as a group.
We need a longer show. We need an extra, extra bit.
Yeah, we need a little bit more focus on the girls. But yeah, so I felt that maybe that was also another thing that she felt a little pressured with the girls. And I don't know, I felt like maybe that's another reason that...
And I think Ashley feels a bit kind of like with the mum, she's just getting all this abuse kind of sent at her. And she's like, well, at the end of the day, it's Brynn's decision.
Mm-hmm. And at this on the stairs, especially.
On the stairs. I swear that stairs was just like the perfect setting for all the dramas to...
Yeah, to happen. To unfold right there. Even like Abby, like, was like, the steak is ready. And then... The producer was like, no, come on. Because they wanted to stir up something.
I had to rewind and watch that bit again. That was just, like, brilliant how she, like, shouted down at them, you know, looking down at them.
Yeah, but during the stairs.
The stair scene.
Ashley, when she walked up and was like, you know, it wasn't my decision.
She did go up. That was brave of her to go up to them. I think she felt like she needed to, but even so, good on you. It was brave.
Yeah, to like go and stand up for her daughter too, because it wasn't really Ashley's decision.
No.
It was Brynn who was like, you know what, if everything were to end, like, where would you want to be?
Right.
And she said with Abby. And
yeah.
It's clear that with Brynn, she loves Abby and she wants nothing more than to be with her and to, you know, dance under her name, you know?
So, do you think it's true what they said about the whole, you know, that Brynn wants to be a star and she wants to, like, break out and, like...
I mean, I think it has something to do with that, just because with the other girls, I mean... It could be that she feels a little bit...
Overshadowed
by them, you know? And maybe being back with Abby, it'll give her more opportunity as being the older one and actually being the leader to the little girls who she loves, you know, who she's close to. And she might want to, like, just be with them and kind of be a role model for them, you know? So I think it will work that way.
Yeah, it's a good way to see it. It's definitely...
I don't see it as like, oh, she wants to be the leader and she wants to be on top of everything and stuff.
Of the pyramid.
Yeah. I don't see it in a malicious way. No. I see it as like she wants to be a leader for the little girls who, you know, to Ellie, Lily, and Macy, who she likes, she loves, you know? So
it's gonna be strange now. Like, it's definitely two separate teams now.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It will be.
Yeah.
And then the little fiasco that happened in the dance room.
Right.
where I guess Abby and I mean Abby was sitting there, right? And then Holly, Kira, and Jill were like, how are we gonna go in there and tell Abby that we're no longer gonna dance with them? It was, I didn't think they were gonna do it.
I didn't think so either. They were like, because I thought the stairs was the last straw. I thought that was, but no, it went further. It went one step further. So
I thought the stairs was the last thing, but it moved on, the stage moved on to another stage. Yes. And they all walked in there and was like, you know, thank you for the platform that you've given us, but next week there's going to be a new choreographer. We're going to be done. We're not dancing under your name. And it broke my heart a little.
It broke my heart too. I think it broke a lot of hearts. Yeah. That was harsh, really harsh. I know Abby, I guess, had it coming, I guess. But at the same time, you know, you have to think of what she built up. You know, she did build those kids. They grew up together. It's like a family. And so they want to break away from the family. And I know that Abby did leave and went somewhere and they didn't know when she was going to come back. But as she said, it was only 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so what's 3 weeks and how many years have they been there? So
I know.
When you put it like that and Abby puts it like that, you kind of see both sides. I see both sides.
I definitely agree with you on that.
So, I don't think anyone's wrong here. It's just that both sides have their good points.
Yeah, especially when Abby was like, that she felt that when she came back, it was more like, oh, she's back, instead of like, happy, which...
She's back! I mean, yeah.
I kind of understand why she would feel like, oh, nobody wants her back.
It's really sad,
you know, like that is sad, but then again you do have to realize what Abby has put them through and how she just got up and left. And I don't know, I do agree with you, it's like both sides. It's like hard to pick one because it's like you want to be with Abby, but you were
like,
it's
like
a
tennis
girls.
Match, she was like, you were like running to one side, running to another, like you were like, I was on the fence. So I was just like sitting there like,
oh, I know. I was like, oh, I don't know which one to go to. Like, who's right? Who's wrong? I don't know. I don't know whose side to pick.
But when she started crying, I felt like she put on a brave face, Abby. Like, she went bright red, and I knew something was going to happen. Like, she was going to cry, but...
Yeah, and
Kira... We cried with her.
Kira was the first one who cried, and I was like...
It was those ugly tears. It was like, you know, it really was.
She was like, you left them and everything, and it was...
That was hard to hear.
Yeah, and then Abby, when she called herself a... the W word. I didn't understand why she called herself that, though.
She just feels
dirty, maybe?
Dirty, yeah.
I don't know, because when she first said that...
That was an interesting word to pick, but...
Exactly. When she picked that, I was like, I didn't fully understand why she called herself that.
Right.
But maybe it is that she was... I don't like seeing her cry. But yeah, I guess maybe, yeah, she probably felt dirty in a way.
Broke me too. Yeah. Like, even seeing her cry there, I just like, this was worse.
Yeah,
it really was. Of all the crying sessions, of all the, you know?
Yeah, and then also because I felt, like when she was saying, I regret a lot of things, or I regret this, I regret that. And then Jill was like, you always told us not to live with regrets. And Abby was like, well, you guys, it's like, I'm the bad example of it and stuff. And it really, like...
It was hard. Yeah. That was pulling on my heartstrings.
Yeah, because we've seen Abby throughout all of these 7 seasons. And she has told
a full heart into this.
Yeah.
And I know they did too. I know the kids did too. And who knew that it would ever end up like this? But it's sad that they're just ditching her, basically.
Yeah, because, I mean, Abby did bring this big platform for them, and they've become very successful. Yes, that's the face.
That's the face. It's the beetroot, purple, red. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Abby.
That, like, broke my heart. Because I feel like at that moment she was realizing, you know, they're really leaving. Like, this time it isn't just I'm walking out for a week and then coming back.
Of all the times they've had arguments.
Yeah, because the last time that they walked out, it was only for about a week and then they were back.
Right.
You know, and this time it was like, it was a week and Abby probably thought, okay, they'll be back next week, you know? And the fact that they went up and was like, you know, thank you for the platform, but we're done. We're not coming back, and this is for sure. And you could tell it, the determination in the mom's face, like, we're not doing this anymore.
So much going on. When they went to the competition, I mean, it was so much tension, but so much went on in this episode. It was full on.
Very, very emotional.
It kind of, like, at the end, I felt like there was so many episodes in one.
Yeah.
It was, like, jumped from one to another. Like, it was like a train that continued. Yeah. Somebody's like, things like, going
happened,
on.
This happened.
We're going to quickly squeeze, you know, more stuff in.
Yeah. So I guess apparently they're leaving and they're not coming back.
Wow.
And in a way, I felt like Abby was kind of asking them to stay.
I think she was too.
Right?
And I thought that was pretty brave of her, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after everything. I think it happened because Ashley was trying to be the peacemaker coming in, wasn't she?
Yeah, I think she wanted to try to be like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, when Ashley was like, do you want the girls to stay, you know? And Abby was like, of course I want them to stay. But Holly was like, you know, we're not having this discussion again.
It's like another stab in the back.
It is. It's like, you don't want to have the conversation because, you know, if you do have it, you might end up staying. You know, you never know. So it's official, though. With everything we've seen, I mean, I think this really is going back, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think this episode really was the last
episode. The last
straw. Yeah, of them actually being with Abby. So...
end of an era.
I know. But, okay, let's kind of move to Chloe now.
Yes.
Since, you know, all the moms are obviously leaving Abby and all the other girls. But Chloe, on the other hand, the group that they did with MDP.
Amazing.
It was.
It was epic, wasn't it?
It really was. Have you watched that show, Stranger Things?
Yes.
Okay, so you get it,
right? Oh, my God, I get it so much. When they did that, I got so excited that they were focusing on Stranger Things. So
I know. Last week when they kind of, like, mentioned it, that it was, like, Stranger Things and stuff, I didn't really get what they were trying to do. But with the costume and all the beds and everything.
The beds, like, you know, you're like crawling off them, but not even crawling off, like jumping off them.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. I literally was like, my jaw was like just dropped in that one.
Yeah.
I mean, the minis brought a lot, but that was...
yeah, that was also really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
With all the madness and this Chloe's facial expression.
Christy like giving her the face of like what she should do.
Yeah, it was... so awesome. Mm-hmm. I think she had to really prove herself, didn't she? And she did. I think also it was a kind of, in a way, I feel like it might have been a little bit of pressure that Abby was there. And it's like, you know what? I got to show her that,
mm-hmm.
you know, she missed out on teaching me, you know? So I think she did amazing. I love Chloe so much. And I'm
this is the best
so
I've ever seen her dance. She's amazing. She's great, but that was like one of the best I've ever seen.
And her little sister coming out in it, making a little appearance.
Yeah, a little cameo in there. That was great.
Yeah, it was so cute. I really loved that dance.
It was so clever, wasn't it?
It was.
Like all those beds and then their outfits just fitted the whole thing. And
it was like targeted to, you know, now, like what's happening today with Stranger Things and everything. It's like, it's a great way to do it.
Oh my gosh, it gives me chills.
I cannot wait until October. I'm like so excited about that.
This dance just made me even more excited
about it coming back. But yeah, so they won overall for the group.
Yes.
Which I was very happy about.
I was very happy about that.
Chloe deserved that win.
So much.
You know, it's her lead, and she got
power in it, and so much character, you know, they danced with character, they really did.
Yes, I loved it, and
I want to learn this dance.
I know, I was like, I kind of want to do it.
Maybe be careful on my bed
during Halloween. We could just like dress up as all of them.
Oh my gosh, that'd be fun.
I love that dance, and I think it deserved first place overall. I mean, the other girls didn't, you know, dance, but I think they deserved it.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they probably would have won because it's just a bit different.
And then Lily won first place overall. Fantastic. Which I was also very excited. Well deserved. Yeah. Because we both loved it.
Yep, agree with that.
It was like a little Maddie back on stage.
Yes, it was.
It really was. But yeah, so we move on to kind of like Christy joining the other moms.
Yeah. And that was another big moment.
moment after big moment and big moment.
Like, I can't cope.
Yeah, because Chloe was telling Christy that, you know, it wasn't the same being on stage and seeing the rest of her friends down there. And when this was like a great job on the production where the camera, when she won first place and then they kind of like went to look at like Kendall and Nia and their facial expression.
Yeah.
And that broke my heart. Like, you guys are breaking my heart in this episode.
Broken. Absolutely broken. We were a mess in this episode.
Yes. I was like, oh, all Chloe wants to do is dance with her friends.
Yeah.
And it was that moment when she was talking with Christy. She was like, you know what? It's not the same. If I could, I would love to dance with my friends. And, you know, Christy was like, you know what? I'm going to do everything possible to get you to dance with your friends.
And did you notice she did the group, what they do? The hand thing. On her own. I was like, no, she can't do this on her own anymore. It's got to be the group. So they'll get back to that.
It was like, oh, so upsetting. So Christy went and they were talking about how good the group dance was. And then... the choreographer for MDP was like, is everything okay, Christy? Like Christy was like,
yeah,
like her facial expression was like, she wasn't there. Yeah, she wasn't there. She was like zoned out and was like, you know what? I don't think this is like good for us. I think we're just gonna go type of stuff. So she left MDP
and left them dry. Just like, bye. Thanks for everything.
Thanks for a couple weeks that we've been with you.
Yeah, it was.
And MDP didn't cut it for them. They're like, apparently. Bye. And they were mad.
I can imagine. It's like, you know, oh, we're just going to, you know, check this out for a bit. And then now it's going to leave.
Yeah. And
I mean, I know they had to do that. You know, Chloe had to realize, you know.
Yeah. And I mean, I get where MDP and all of them were kind of upset because it is kind of like, oh, you just came.
We just won an award as a group, and now you're leaving us.
Yeah, which, I mean, I get, but...
I get it.
But then I'm on Chloe's side, obviously.
Totally, and I want them to get back together, and we wanted this to happen.
It's like, Chloe, if she wants to leave and she wants to join her friends, fine by me, leave whatever studio you're at.
Leave them.
Just leave them. Yeah. Doesn't matter. And so... Christy goes and tells Holly and Jill and all of them, like, I just left MDP and, you know, I just left. And then Jill, in a way, was like, okay, you know, and
she was
like,
fine.
Yeah, she was completely fine. And then Christy was like, I'm sorry, I didn't even ask, but I mean, I just left thinking that maybe we could come back.
Right.
And then, you know, that's when Chloe was like, oh, is it fine? It's like, ask the girls. And it was such a magical moment.
It was great. It was great TV, wasn't it? It was just like they were screaming. I did cry. I cried again. I needed a bucket for this episode to collect my tears. So.
I know. It was such a magical moment. Mm-hmm. It's like they're finally gonna
dance together. Yes.
You know?
So that is going to be super exciting. Oh my gosh. I can't wait for next week now when the group gets back together.
And I love that Kendall was like already guessing, like, are you dancing
she
with
literally
us?
Jumped for she literally jumped on Chloe, I think.
She like guessed it before Chloe could even say, can I join you guys, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, because Brynn is no longer going to be
with them. She kind of opened the door for Chloe, really.
But I feel like, do you think if Brynn wouldn't have left, if...
Well, there wouldn't have been room for her. So, it kind of would have been awkward. They said they were like, oh, well, Brynn's left us, so there is a space open for you.
But do you think they would have made a space?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, if
it would be a bit awkward, wouldn't it? If they were like, okay, so there's no room for you.
Yeah, that
I think they would have done. I hope so.
I know, because I'm thinking, I was like, well, I mean, they're just saying, like, because Brynn left, but I'm like, I think they could have made another spot.
I think they're pals now. I think they had their big screaming match a few weeks ago.
So I was like, I think they'll make room, obviously. Yeah. And then Cameron wasn't there, though.
No.
I wonder why.
So, yeah, she's
but,
missing.
But, I mean, she's still going to be a part of it.
I hope, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they didn't really explain that, did they?
Yeah, because, so I mean, she wasn't there. Cameron didn't, wasn't, when right. they did the whole handshake and everything like that. So, I guess they're going to keep us guessing if
yes,
Cameron's
going
to come.
Keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, so I'm excited for next week.
I'm so excited about next week.
I know.
This is, yeah.
Hopefully Cheryl Burke will be
yeah
back because
that's right
yeah last time she had like commented on like she had posted a picture on Instagram and I had like commented on her and she like replied to me and said that she's gonna be coming out in October.
Oh,
so I'm thinking maybe like one more week and then hopefully she makes her appearance.
Ooh, okay,
so with that
yes Cheryl all right Burke. Come on Cheryl.
I know, so I'm wondering who they're going to have next week.
I mean, they keep having different people, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about changing.
Yeah, so.
Huge changes.
I mean, they're hopefully going to compete this time, but don't know.
Can't believe they're going to be rivals now. The
I
minis
know.
And the. Oh, what did. Abby said something about ONG, like old and gross. That's what she calls
oh, yeah,
the OGs.
Old... ONG.
Oh, by the way, that means old and gross.
And I think she was targeting that to Chrissy.
Oh yeah,
as,
yeah,
as an
for
OG
sure.
for sure. That was so sad, though.
Oh, Abby,
that's so mean.
I know.
But yeah. So, anything else for predictions?
Predictions
that you might think of next week.
I think. I mean, I think, you know, they might be old and gross, but they still got it. And I think they're going to come back with a bang. I think
yeah.
they got Chloe now. Chloe's up to scratch again because,
mm-hmm.
you know.
She's been practicing.
Been practicing. And I think the group's going to, I'm excited. What are they going to do?
Know.
So
I
think, you know, the minis are great, you know, but I think the old gang's still got my heart. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not much of a prediction
not
for
really,
mine.
I guess.
But, yeah, for mine, but...
Me neither, really.
Yeah.
I tried.
Thoughts. But, yeah, I think also I want to see how they all kind of get together on it. And
yeah.
Let's see who choreographs it.
Right.
What if Lorianne comes back?
Maybe.
Lorianne Kipson, at least for 1 week until...
Lorianne! We won't forget you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm kind of just wondering who they're going to pick.
It's true. Who's going to be the
yeah.
choreographer? Because they left it open, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
We didn't actually get down to who it's going to be. So.
Yeah, so we're going to see. And then Bryn is going to be officially back
uh-oh.
With Abby and see how
on the
that
other side.
Goes. Yeah.
So.
And obviously we found out that Gianna can't choreograph anything
no.
for... you know, the older girls, because she works for ALDC.
Right, she can't be, you know, switching sides.
Yeah, so the mystery of who will choreograph next
who
week.
Who will choreograph?
But, I mean, that's all we have for today. That
so
was
we have.
The emotional
yes.
roller coaster.
Yes, I'm surprised
of
I didn't cry. I've got no more tears left, that's the thing.
I know, yeah, I know. Maybe next week. Maybe next week we'll cry again.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe
there'll be happy tears.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.
My name is Karina Vargas. You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS. And
hello, I'm Nicola Finn, and you can find me Instagram, Twitter at Nicola Finn.
And don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV on
yes.
Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, subscribe, and everything. So we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
See you later.
From executive
views
producers
expressed herein
Maria
are those of the host only do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.